98.9 KISS FM. It's most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it's Drew and Casey 2 tomorrow morning. Jack and Ron from 6 until 10 have details on how you can win money. It's Stash the Cash, your chance to win cash and a brand new mattress set from Bob Mills Sleep Spa. So 989KISSFM.com for more info, and of course tomorrow morning between 6 and 10, Jack and Ron will tell you how to win. You know, we have her in every once in a while. You've been in India for a while, so we've been missing you, Sunita. But
I know.
We brought her back into studio. It's our resident numerologist, Sunita Sitara.
Yeah.
She's back and she's in studio with us today. And if you went out to our singles mingle, you would have seen her out there.
That's
right. I had so much fun.
Oh, we had a blast having you out there.
You know, I was really glad I went there because you really do have every age group there.
Yeah, oh
we
yeah.
Do. And I was so happy to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Every kind of person, every age group you could ever imagine, all in one place.
I kept thinking, surely they just get 20, 30 year olds.
No.
But no, you didn't.
It's all ages.
It was awesome.
And all ages get together too.
I mean,
we saw people of all ages hooking up, you know, leaving with each other, going out for dinner. It worked out really good.
It was great. I had such a good time.
Well, we're glad you came out. A lot of people got a chance to go up and get their readings from you.
Yeah.
But you're back by popular demand. Everyone loves when you're in.
Thank you.
We're going to talk couples today.
We are. You did this at the Singles Mingle for us, but we've never done it on air. So we're going to see if people's mates are compatible or the differences or the good and the bad and that kind of stuff.
That sounds good. Let's get going.
What you're going to do today is names.
Okay.
How to spell names. Is that right?
Yes.
Rather than birthdays?
Right. Just the names, the first names.
Well, we've got a bunch of people holding for you, so let's get to it. Caller number one is Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. Now, are you married or boyfriend or?
I'm married.
Okay. So how do you spell your name?
K-A-D-E-E.
Oh, K-A-D-E-E.
Okay.
And then what is your husband's name?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Perfect. Sunita is figuring it up right here, so let's give her a second.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be... So, Katie, you are an 8, and so that means that you're a very strong and powerful person. You just have a really strong will. You're very capable of making money. I hope you make money instead of spending it.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm sure your husband does too.
Well, now, he is organized. Is he organized?
Yes, he is very organized.
Okay, and he likes, sometimes he kind of gets stuck in a rut, but he's very solid, really faithful and dependable. He loves order and regularity, and he does love his home and family and his country. You could have issues with money if you don't take care of, you know, spending habits, but if you are focused, you can become the head of a company, and as a mate, you might always be concerned about money. So are you concerned about money sometimes?
Sometimes I am, but he is more than I am.
Okay, well, you definitely can make lots of money, and both of you are really compatible. He's organized. You can make money. Just go for it.
That works out really good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks for calling,
Katie.
All
right, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one. You got to like that.
I know.
Next caller is James from UConn. Hi, James.
Hi.
Hello. Now, how do you spell your name?
J-A-M-E-S.
Okay. And girlfriend or wife?
I'm sorry, what?
Your mate, girlfriend, wife?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Your boyfriend, okay. What's his name?
Guy.
Okay.
G-U-Y.
What is it, I'm sorry?
G-U-Y, Guy.
Okay, Guy.
Okay, Guy.
G-U-Y.
G-U-Y.
Okay,
okay, let's need to figure this up real quick.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Well, that's really interesting. Let's see. You are a 3, James, so you're a very creative person. And you're artistic. You enjoy being around people. You could be a little flirt, though, sometimes.
Is that right? Can you be a flirt sometimes?
Apparently, I've been told I can be.
Oh, I know.
Sunita knows.
She nailed another one.
You are so flirty, and you love freedom. You don't like to be hemmed in any way. Sometimes you procrastinate too much. But you always try to find the silver lining, and sometimes, though, you can be a worrywart. So I don't know which one you are now. Guy is an 8, and he's good. Is he good with money, or does he tend to spend it?
He tends to spend it.
So tell Guy that I said he's a money magnet and he needs to start being good with money instead of wasting it. But both of you, I mean, you love to throw a good party, and I bet because he likes to spend it, he likes to throw a good party too.
Yes.
You guys like a good party, James?
Yes, we do.
Okay. We're learning a lot of secrets about you today.
Yeah.
They're not secrets anymore.
I love it.
Yes.
I wonder if Guy's listening. He's probably hating this
yeah.
right now.
You need to tell Guy that he needs to start watching CNBC and start paying attention to the stock market.
Well, he does do really, he goes to thrift stores and finds great deals. So it's not like he spends a lot of money,
yeah.
but he does like to spend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's not spending very much of it when he's doing it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
I hope that helped a little bit. That was funny. You yeah. were right on, girl.
James likes to party.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We will try and get as many people on today as we can. We've got Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, and we're talking about couples. So if you want to be on and talk to Sunita, give us a call. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM.
It felt like springtime on this
It's most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. It's 98.9 KISS FM. Drew and Casey, too. We've got Sunita Sitara in studio with us today. She's our numerologist. And we're talking about couples. We've done a lot of different things in the past, but I thought it would be fun if we did the names and the couples today to see if you and your mate are compatible.
Yeah, and it's been working out really good so far. Sunita's nailed both couples
you
right
have.
On.
I have. Yes, thank you.
Are you ready for more?
I sure am.
Okay, we're going to go to Marvin and Norman. Hi, Marvin.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Now tell us about your wife. Is it wife or girlfriend?
It's my wife.
Your wife. Okay. Your name is Marvin.
Right.
And wife's name is?
Joanne.
Joanne.
Okay. So Marvin, both of you, this is very interesting. Both of you, your name comes to a five, which sometimes doesn't happen. Both of you love to have lots of freedom in every aspect. You do desire change constantly and variety and new opportunities. Do you guys get bored quickly?
Not really.
Okay, that's good.
That is good.
Yeah, that means you're really vibrating. You know, we vibrate to positives and the negatives of our home, of our name, I mean. And you guys are probably very adventurous lovers. I hope you are.
Whoa!
Hey-o. Yeah, you'll love that.
If you're not, start being
adventurous.
Yeah,
that's right, because I said so.
It's in the numbers. You're supposed to, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
Right.
You guys don't like to wait around, and maybe you like sports. Are you both into sports?
I am. She's not.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So, and you both like enjoy traveling?
Oh, we love to travel.
Yeah, that's just part of your makeup. You know, that's just kind of like in your DNA. So you guys need to travel and just make love, I guess.
Oh, that's a pretty good thing.
Okay.
Okay.
That goes for everyone.
Now that I've got it on record that that's what we're supposed to do, that's great.
Yeah, you just tell her I said so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you forgot to hit record on your tape recorder, let us know. We'll send you a CD just in case you have to prove this to your wife, okay?
Aww.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Marvin,
thank
you. That's funny.
That's great.
Okay, Bob from UConn is next. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Now, your wife's name is Anita, but she goes by Nin?
Neen.
Okay.
Neen, okay.
So that's what we're going to figure up with Sunita.
And so she goes by N-I-N, Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is so interesting, too. Both of you are an expression of one, which is very independent, very creative. You're both ambitious. And as sometimes maybe you don't get to see each other's point of view. Which one is the dominant personality? I would be really interested in finding out.
Oh, it's changed over the years.
Yeah.
We battle each other on and off. I don't know. It kind of depends on the situation, who's the more dominant one at any given time.
Yeah, and you know, because you both want to be the alpha dog.
Yes.
I know.
That's not good.
So on the positive side, you can both be very adventurous and you're very independent. So, you know, you have good points that match. And then sometimes when you kind of... You know, lock horns. You definitely lock horns. But I bet it's adventurous.
That's good.
Yeah.
What do they do when they lock horns? If they both are number ones, is it better like for number ones to just separate when they lock horns?
Yeah, when you lock horns, just kind of take time out and go in another room and then come back at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay.
From now on, Bob, you could say it's because we're number ones, we're fighting right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in the other room.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you very much for the call.
Well, we have time for a couple more. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We'll talk to Sunita Sitara again next. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. A red wine, 98.9 Kiss FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it's Drew and Casey, too. Log on to our website at 98.9kissfm.com. While you're there, you know we are streaming online 24-7. We've got our podcasting. Plus, if you look under the Kiss TV section, we have a video where we talk to Dr. Louise Thurman from IPS Research Company, and we've got a new updated video on there. We talk about depression and ADHD and anxiety, bipolar disorder. Whatever questions you have, email us the questions, and we'll ask Dr. Thurman for you, and make sure you check out the new video, 989kissfm.com, and it's under the IPS Research Company section there.
Yeah, it's a great video, too.
It really is.
And we'll be doing another one here in about a month, so you got to keep checking back.
In the meantime, we've got our numerologist, Sunita Sitara, in studio with us, and we're doing couples today just based on your name. She does her numerology thing on the name, and then we kind of see each characteristic of your mate and see if you guys are good matches and where you're not so good.
This has worked out really good so far. It seems like everybody's a pretty good match.
Yeah. And if they're not, they kind of already know that. Where it's like,
yeah, they do.
We
Isn't
know.
That amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Stephanie from OKC. She's next. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello. And your husband's name is?
John.
Okay, Stephanie, this is really great because you're a 7 and he's a 2. And so both of you are like a really kind of dreamy couple. You as a 7, you require quite a bit of alone time. And sometimes 7s, you know, try to surround themselves with a lot of people. You can be shy, but you're also very intuitive and a spiritual person. And the same thing for your husband. He could be shy, but he's very intuitive. Sometimes he has a hard time making up his mind. Is that true?
Yeah.
So you end up having to take the lead.
Hey, sometimes that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, but, you know, just remember that, I mean, you are like a sponge. You get information and you just kind of can really get it together. Sometimes it takes him a little bit of time because he likes to be a diplomat and he's very sensitive and he likes to cooperate, but he's also very loving. So this is a really great match. I love 7s and 2s together.
Good.
Good.
That sounds really good. That sounds awesome.
It does.
Thank you for calling today, Stephanie. I wish I was in the dreamy relationship.
Aww. I know.
I'm not, though.
Aww.
But we can do your numerology in a minute.
We will. We've done it before.
Yeah.
It was right.
And it wasn't dreamy?
No. It was good. We're good together.
It was good. Yeah, but, you know, 7s and 2, they really are. They're just lovey-dovey couple.
We need to do mine again. Because I know he has chaos in his life. Remember that one?
Yeah, he does have chaos. I need to talk to him.
If you do
He's
it again,
avoiding you, Sunita.
It's not going to change, Casey. The numbers are still the same.
I know.
If it wasn't dreamy a month ago.
I was just hoping maybe we could mix it up.
We could change his name.
There you go. We'll create a nickname that will equal dreamy.
We'll call him John.
Okay. We're going to go to Ataya next. Hi, Ataya.
Hi.
Hello. Your boyfriend's name is Jim Bob, or Jim Boy.
Jim Boy.
Jim Boy, yeah. Sorry.
You know, this is amazing. I'm just so happy that all the couples that are calling are so compatible. Both of you are 2s. And you're both dreamy, you're both loving,
Aww.
You're both diplomatic. I mean, do you guys ever make up your mind?
Well, we have a long, long history together. I actually laid eyes on him and fell in love when my mom moved me away from California and moved me to Oklahoma. I thought everything was over. And then I saw this boy walking down with a ball bag, and I was just, like, enamored immediately. And then he turned out to be in my class. And,
wow.
And long story short, 10 years later, he's back in my life, and he came right after a tragedy in my life, and we picked up, and I had all the same feelings and emotions, and I always say he's my yin to my yang.
Yeah, you guys, really, you have a lot of harmony and peace together. That's really cool.
Well, that's great. It sounds like everything's working out good for you, too.
He's the boy for you, Ataya.
Yeah.
I think so. I was just
hold on to him.
Yeah. No, now you know for sure. Now the numbers say it's true too, so it's perfect.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We've got time. Can you hang around for a couple more?
Yeah, sure,
okay.
Definitely.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.
First traffic on 98.9 Kiss FM.
On your drive home this Wednesday afternoon, a couple of accidents to report on city streets. West Britton Road and Rockwell Avenue, there's an injury accident working there. Also one at Northwest 27th and Pennsylvania Avenue. The interstates are looking pretty clear at this time. Buckle up and be safe. That's first traffic, and this is Jacob J.
Coming up on Drew and Casey 2 on 98.9 KISS FM.
Our resident numerologist, Sunita Sitara, joins us for another segment coming up here next, 460-9899, star 989 on your AT&T wireless if you're a couple and you want a reading. Plus, coming up here after 5 o'clock, who's bribing their kids and what are you bribing them to do? Plus, every hour, tickets to give away for the Star Trek advanced screening. It's all coming up on KISS FM.
Have you ever had questions about topics such as depression, ADHD?
Running, 98.9 KISS FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today, Drew and Casey 2. Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, is in studio with us today. We talked her into staying around for just a few more minutes.
That's right. We have so many couples calling up. Everybody wants to know how the relationship's going to turn out.
Yep. If you were at our singles mingle, you probably remember meeting Sunita. She walked around and did quite a few readings there for love matches, and we know a lot of people aren't able to get through today. If you want to send us an email, if you log on to 98.9kissfm.com, there's a little contact link, contact us. You can send us an email, and we will forward it on to Sunita because she hasn't quite got the website done yet.
It's in the works, but it's going to be by the next time it'll be there.
Okay, good.
As soon as you send me an email, I will take care
of
you guys.
She does, yeah. Yes. So just send it to us, and we'll forward it on to her. We've got Charlie from OKC. She's next. She's been holding for quite a while. Hello, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi, we're going to talk about you and your husband, Jeff.
Yep.
And your name is spelled C-H-A-R-L-Y.
Correct.
And Sunita's figuring it up.
Yes, definitely. Charlie, thank you so much for holding for so long. Your first name comes to a 4, so I hope you're an organized person, or sometimes you could be disorganized. But your husband, he's a very artistic person. Does he do anything in the arts at all? Maybe creative? Does he write? Does he draw? Does he paint?
No.
Does he sit on the couch a lot and watch TV?
he's more of an active guy. He's not really an artsy kind of person.
Okay.
He isn't, huh? So, you know, that's very interesting because if he wanted to be, he could be very creative. But maybe does he have a lot of drama in his life?
No. Okay. We're pretty much drama free.
Okay, that's very interesting.
That's good.
Yeah, that's very good.
Drama free is great.
Yeah, drama free. But I bet he's very charismatic. Is that kind of how he is?
Yes, very.
Yeah, okay. 9s kind of usually when they walk in the room, people turn around and look at them because they are so charismatic. You are very solid, faithful, and dependable. Do you like to have a lot of order and regularity in your home?
Absolutely.
Yep, there you go. So you kind of probably keep everything well oiled.
Yes.
Charlie, sounds like you need to take Jeff, get him some paint, and just put him in front of a picture and see what he can do.
Yeah, he really needs to, or he should be doing drama or something. He really needs to be, expressing his creative ability.
He could be the next Brad Pitt, and you didn't even know it, Charlie.
I know.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank
you
Thanks,
for the
Charlie.
Call. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
He has to be creative.
Yes.
Shannon from McLeod, hello.
Hello.
Now, you were married to Brian.
Yes.
And Sunita is figuring up your reading right now.
Okay, so Shannon, I hope that Brian is good with money. Does he spend it or does he keep it?
A little of both, but he does pretty well with money. We own some properties and stuff like that.
Well, he is very good at it, so I would really love it if he decided that he wanted to get into, like, the stock market or even real estate. It's very good. He's got a natural aptitude for it, and you are an organized person, so between the two of you, you could keep everything going. I mean, do you like to balance checkbooks?
Oh, yeah, I'm almost anal when it comes to organization.
Yeah, you definitely have that ability to be able to be very, very organized. You love order. And so you can balance the checkbooks and he can go find the land you guys need to buy. So you would be a good combination with each other.
Sounds like a perfect couple and a perfect business partner, too.
Yes, you would be very good at business. So really look into doing that. And kind of he has natural ability and natural intuition towards money, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you
very much.
That is good news. Well, Sunita, thank you for coming in today.
I had so much fun.
We love to see you. You'll be in next month. You were in India, though, in
March. I was for a whole month. I was going to India. And, you know, you can read about my India trip on my blog, which is sunitasitara.blogspot.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
And
perfect.
I wrote about the trip every single day. So
I was reading some of it.
Did you
read
it?
I read some of your blog.
Sounded
yes,
like fun.
I did.
Thank you.
I did read some.
I had fun with that.
Well, if you have any questions for Sunita or you want to have her read your coupleship,
yes,
you can always email us at the station. We'll pass it along. Thanks, Sunita.
Thank you.
Have a good day. It's Drew and Casey, too, on 98.9 KISS FM.